Welcome to the first of our conversations with women involved in making books about architecture. I'm Helen Thomas of Women Writing Architecture, joined by fellow editor Rebecca Billy. Today we are talking with architect and publisher Claudia Mion, a co-founder of the French Association Cosa Mentale and co-founder and director of the publishing house Cariatide, which is based in Paris. Claudia grew up in the Venetian hinterland and lived and studied architecture at IUAV University of Venice. Whilst there, an Erasmus exchange at Paris Belleville led to meeting the friends and colleagues with whom she founded the review Cosa Mentale upon graduation in 2009. Claudia's first professional experience was in London as an assistant to the photographer Helene Binet, with whom she collaborated for a year and a half. She subsequently continued her professional path at Bijoy Jain's architectural practice, Studio Mumbai, in India, before moving to Basel, Switzerland, where she worked for Sylvia Gamour, Reto Gamour Architecten. In 2019, Claudia relocated to Paris, where she resumed her work with the Cosa Mentale Collective. In 2022, she founded the independent platform and publishing house Cariatide, which ensured the continuity of Cosa Mentale's project to critically reflect upon architecture and forms of resistance, and maintained its pursuit of excellence in design and editorial direction. So Claudia, may I ask you, why make books?
So I think it's because books outlive us. I think it's a good translation, like les livres nous survivent. There is a nice quote by Stefan Zweig that I like a lot, that makes me think. It is, there is no greater pleasure and satisfaction than to recognize that man is likewise given the ability to create lasting values, and that through our supreme effort on earth, through art, we remain forever united with the eternal. In this quote by Zweig, I can see these ideas of transmission of values, of thoughts, transmission of culture, of knowledge. It makes me think that a book is something that lasts. And as much as architecture, a book belongs to the present, and at the same time, it looks at the future. And some books, I think, arrive to transcend the notion of time and space, and thus to enter the dimension that Zweig calls eternal. And also, as soon as a book is printed, it becomes part of the patrimony. So if we think that each time we publish a book with the ISBN, it goes to the National Library, but still not all of them have the potential of trusting time and space. So yeah, I think that this question of transmission of thoughts was the red line that was connecting our work at the beginning with my friends of Cosa Mentale. And it's still today what links what I do now at Cariatide. And I try to think each time about the necessity to do another one.
It's very interesting the way that you see the book in a way as a monument. And to me, that's a very French, and I know you're Italian, but a very French idea about a cultural object. And I think that's an interesting contrast, you know, looking at your biography and also the intention of Cosa Mentale, which is the underlying basis of Cariatide. You have lived in a lot of different places, and I guess you probably speak several languages.
Yeah.
Ephemerality and fleetingness that counters this idea of the monumental. I wonder how that affects your approach to books.
Yeah, I think it's more like a mental monumentality, let's say, something that is linked to the thoughts more than to the physical aspect of it. And this is linked to what you say. I lived everywhere, and maybe I'm not so connected to the materiality of it. It's more this power of transit space. This is maybe connected to my moving around, no? And I like the fact that the book gets us together, like today, this morning. And I like it very much. So of course, Cariatide is based in Paris, but as I said before, I'm here in my space working, and I'm connected to all the people that I knew before with whom I would like to work. Then I'm very much looking outside, far, to reach out new events, new people, new projects, the sort of curiosity of what I don't know.
There's a difference between Casa Mentale, which was a collective of friends. I think there are about 10 of you, weren't there?
Yeah, more or less.
So you have that inbuilt connection with different people. And now, do you feel that it's a different situation?
Yeah, even
Platform.
if these friends with whom we created Cosa Mentale, they are now part of the scientific committee of creatine. So actually I'm in contact with them mostly daily and I call them to have opinion because actually I like to work with people. I need to share thoughts and I'm happy because we managed to keep that. So my friends have their architectural practice, so it was complicated to go on professionally with another project like a publishing house, but they actually part of it a lot. But it's sure in my daily life I'm mostly alone, but very much also connected to people that help me in coordination and then you know all the chain of the book. I never feel really alone, which is good. I mean, I like it like that.
Can you expand a bit on this transformation from Cosa Mentale to Cariatide
It's
or
just
Forte?
because when I came back to Paris from Switzerland, I tried to understand what was the best way to continue this work we started together. And at that time, we were a little bit all spread with my friends. Some of them went back to their hometown in the south of France. And I knew that I wanted to try to see if this could become my job. So, you know, it started as a student project, even if I think the work we've done in those years is valuable. Like we were young and we were not afraid to say what we had in mind. And it was good, I think. It was good. But then, yeah, I wanted this publishing house become a professional job for me. So, you know, when you start and you change the status of the work, there are a lot of things that start to become important to take care of, like money, for example, or a sort of business plan. And so I tried to build up something that could work. This is the main difference. And this is where I changed the name because not all the people that with whom we created Cosa Mentale were there the same moment that I was. And I was thinking that it was not correct to just keep on keeping the name and taking over like this.
Yeah, I was about to ask if there were specific challenges that you found with Cosa Mentale when starting out, that right now with Cariatide you can see like, oh yes, I learned from that, and something that you miss.
It was a spontaneous. What I miss is like these evenings where we were meeting as friends, having a beer and talking about architecture and thinking about the new issue that would come out. And also at that time, we were all writing as well. But then now what I learned is to build a project from the beginning, look for funds, maybe create a business plan that more or less is in balance and try to make the publishing house survive day by day.
In a sense, an answer to why make books could also be because books build communities.
Of course, and
I'm
connections. I really like how you put it.
actually asking Rebecca's question, but I really like it. How do you make decisions about which media to use
At the time, or
then and now? I mean, because it's quite different now, isn't
so
it?
there is something that a 1 point change in how we were working. For example, at the beginning, we were doing everything. And then in 2014, we decided to launch a proper publishing house, not a magazine anymore, but a publishing house. And there is where we started collaborating with the graphic design studio Spassky Fisher. So it's where this consciousness of the importance of the connection between form and content entered the game, let's say. Together with this idea of transmission of thoughts, I would say that another point, very important point, is this experimentation and the dialogue between form and content. And this is why every book we do, we work since the beginning with the graphic designers. It's never something that comes after. So we build the book, the object together, and this is super exciting as a process. And I think it's also something that people that work with us appreciate. What we prefer, the approach that we prefer, is when people come here with ideas and nothing finalized, so we can really build the project together and it becomes a teamwork.
I'm also interested in this relationship between the event around the book and the book itself.
We need to meet. We need to create occasions to share thoughts. So we make a book, we distribute it, people buy it. I rarely get in touch with our readers. So this is why we started creating events where people could meet and share thoughts. It started at Cosa Mentale. We were doing lecture series at the school in Belleville and then little exhibitions. And then it went on, like every time a new publication comes out, we try to organize a little lecture or a little exhibition. And on the walls, we hanged all the projects that we were following, moved the publishing house in the space. We would do our meetings there, and people could see how we work. And every night, we organized little talks with the authors with whom we were working, and in a very spontaneous way. And now I have the chance to have a little space in the 11th arrondissement in Paris, and it's on the streets, so I can show my work to people that are interested that would like to come in. And here we go on organizing little events, little exhibitions, some other projects that could be nice to share with our readers. So it's an open space where things can happen.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to somebody who wants to make a book about architecture?
We are surrounded by books. There are a lot of production and we can see it. It's almost overwhelming. So I would say to really think on the necessity of doing another one. Why? No, the why we do things, and really try to put an answer on this.